This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us on Faith Talk 1360, KPXQ. Today's show is very dear to my heart. 24 years ago, my son Nathan was born when I was 22 years old. After 6 years of in and out of the courts, fighting for visitation and custody rights, in 1997, at age 28, I started Father Matters in San Jose, California, in my friend's studio apartment with a pack of chocolate chip cookies, a pot of coffee, and four kitchen chairs. I started Father Matters because I wanted to be the best father to Nathan I could be. I share all that because my special guest, Rob Bjornson, did I say it right, Rob?
As Bjornson,
I'm sorry, brother. Founder and chair of the Father Figure Foundation, and Mike Matagrano, community director of Father Figure Foundation, is going to share with us their story and challenges they had with the child support system. Welcome to the Father Matters Show, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Vance. Thank
you. Rob, tell us about your experience with the child support system.
Yeah, mine stems from 2010. I was incarcerated for the inability to pay child support while I was unemployed, and I was going through all of my savings, ripping through all of the pieces that I needed to keep myself aboard, and I had filed several modifications to modify my child support and was unsuccessful. And by firsthand, I was experiencing what a lot of single dads today here in the Valley are experiencing. And in 2011, after being jailed for 2 weeks on a work release program, I was so frustrated with the system and the court system that I started developing solutions to this broken system that we're in today. And so that's how my story started. So when I came out, I had met with a board director for the Phoenix Suns Night Hoops, and in speaking to this judge in family court, had brought to her attention a few of the concerns that I had on creating a nonprofit that would be able to single-handedly help the custodial, non-custodial parents pay a portion of their child support through community service projects and volunteerism. So that's how it all started, Vance.
Wow, that's awesome. Mike, share a little bit about your experience.
All right, Vance. Well, my struggle started in 2010 when I came off of active duty, and I filed for a modification child support because my income had cut to about a third of what it was on active duty, and that's just what the market dictates here in Arizona. And that modification was denied, and I filed again, and it was repeatedly denied. So I was in a bit of a bind. So I wound up spending all my savings and cash in my retirement, and even wound up taking out student loans to pay the high child support, and eventually reached a point where I couldn't do it anymore. So 4 years later, I was in a bind. So I reported myself to the court asking for leniency. It was a petition for hardship. And
take your time, bro. Take your time. Because not only are you sharing your story, you served this country. Who did you serve with, brother?
United States Navy, still serving the reserves.
And this is why I want a lot of our listeners to know this is happening across the board, from executives to military. Finish sharing, brother, and take your time.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate you.
So when I reported to the court asking them to help, it took about 10 months before the judge got to it, and she dismissed it without even a chance for a trial. So now I was behind about 10 months.
She dismissed what?
My case.
Meaning, what does that mean, dismissed it?
That means I didn't even get a hearing.
So they said yes to you or no to you?
They said no.
They said no to you.
They said no to me, and then they moved for enforcement. So now I knew that I was in real trouble. And a lot was at stake. My career was going to be over. Okay, my children were going to pay the price as well. And so I was pretty much at a low, and that's when I was introduced to Rob. And so I reached out, and Rob shared with me what Father Figure Foundation is about, and we shared our stories, and I was inspired by what he had to share, what he created. And with that and with his encouragement, I did something I never thought I would do before. I reached out to my ex-wife, and we sat down, and we talked about the issue. And we were able to come to an agreement on how we were going to resolve it and how we can phase the court out of our lives. So that's probably a pretty rare success story.
It's pretty rare, but more of that needs to happen.
I give credit to Rob for being the catalyst to make that happen.
And, well, that's why we're doing this show today, because there's people listening to the show going through this. There's people's children going through this. Ex-spouses are going through this. Rob, Mike, how does Father Figure Foundation work?
Yeah, how it works is, while I was putting together the R&D for Father Figure Foundation, I noticed through two viable sources of stats that we have in America, and those two stats come from the Census Bureau and the Office of Child Support Enforcement. And in November of 2013, almost a year ago, they disclosed that of the $39 billion of child support that is court-ordered in the U.S., $14 billion in the U.S. is unpaid, or also known as arrearages. That's catastrophic. That's an epidemic here in the U.S. It's posing a $53 billion tax burden to you, Vance, Mike, and I, and everybody else that lives in our community, a $53 billion tax burden. And specifically, just here in Arizona, where Father Figure Foundation is headquartered, Arizona has a $1.7 billion child support arrearages just here in our state. And so our market cap is huge. We're in the top five states of the union of a court system that is not resolving this problem. And so with Father Figure Foundation, we've developed two simple platforms or initiatives to help the non-custodial parents. And in the U.S., we're about an 85-15, specifically in Arizona, 90-10 split of non-custodial parents, fathers to mothers. So we do aid and we do help those single non-custodial mothers as well become screened in our system, become screened in our program to where they can participate in these two initiatives I'm about to share. So the two initiatives that we're talking about is we help the non-custodial parents that are financially challenged in paying child support, pay their child support through volunteerism and community service projects. And specifically, as these non-custodial parents become screened into our membership, our organization, these non-custodial parents will be able to get directed based on their qualifications, based on their backgrounds, whether they're more of the trades or more of the white collar, into those different volunteered projects that are in our community. There's such an outreach for volunteers that we'll be able to get our non-custodial parents into those projects. Those projects, Vance, that they're involved with, they'll be able to earn credits. And these credits have a different value system. For example, we screen a non-custodial parent that may have just come out of incarceration, is on work furlough or work release, and will be able to become a member of Father Figure Foundation, select a community service project in the Valley that they can earn credits, and these credits convert to cash that will pay the non-custodial parent's child support through the governing agency, DES, via case and Atlas numbers. And the second, the second initiative is by volunteering their time into these public service projects that we're teaming up with an organization like yours, Father Matters. We just recently met, sketched out a couple of the different pieces that we could work with together to bring resolve and hope and relief back to the families. And in partnering up with Father Matters, we'll adopt and incorporate a lot of the pieces that Father Matter has, such as workshops, job training, parenting classes, the reentry for jailed dads. We're also looking at community outreach programs to get our kids involved. We're looking at different clubs, associations. We're also going to be able to provide services, connected services to our kids through music, arts, the performing arts, sports, all of those pieces that we feel our children don't get the ability to become involved in a sport or a connected service activity because the funds are not readily available to get our kids on the court, to get our kids on the field, to get our kids on the stage. We don't want the financial issues of a family to be troubled for our children that want to participate. 40% or more are not able to participate in these extracurriculars. We want to make that available to all of our children that are screened and become members of Father Figure Foundation and Father Matters as well.
Let me ask you, is it a fee to become a member?
There's no fee. There's no fees at this time. The board of directors and I, we've decided that there's no membership fees at this time. But through going through workshops, for example, a single non-custodial parent that goes through our system, becomes a member, will be directed into one of the programs offered by Father Matters. And those credit hours will convert to extracurricular dollars, I guess you could say, that will allow the kids to participate in those types of extracurriculars that cost more money. The membership will have a certain blanket that everyone qualifies. Everybody has a certain amount in their membership dollars to allow the kids to participate in different activities. Yeah. If that, for example, football, for example, Pop Warner, or a lot of the different programs offered in our valley for football, has typically a membership of $300 to $350. If we issue a blanket membership credit for kids to participate, to earn the extra dollars so it doesn't come out of the funds from our single parents, they would be then directed to a workshop or a parenting class or a reentry program that Father Matters offers to earn the additional dollars from our program so we can make that dream happen and become a reality for our kids.
So you're saying once they get involved with Father Figure Foundation, they have to be responsible for their child support obligation, but if they want to do extra things, sports and movies, by getting involved with the community, the Father Figure Foundation will raise those funds through taking the classes?
Exactly. That's exactly it. The two steps again. The non-custodial parents become members, get directed to community service projects. Those hours they volunteer, convert to credits. We'll pay a portion of their child support temporarily. It's not a program where these fathers, let's say for 12 or 14 years, will be able to carry and become a member the whole time. We're a fix. We're a Band-Aid. So we're going to correct the system. We're going to correct the situation financially so we can keep the deadbeat dads out of jail. The true deadbeats that are stereotyped stereotyped into our system, we'll be able to provide relief and hope to those dads.
That's awesome. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Father Matter Show with Vance Sims. And today's guest is Rob Asbjornsson and Mike Matagrano from Father Figure Foundation. Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of the Father Matters Show. Would you consider partnering with us? Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry that's listener-supported and relies on donations and grants. All funds raised go directly to Father Matters mentoring programs for families, which means that your donation will help important projects that service children and families. For more information about partnering with us, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Together, let's build stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And we're back. You're listening to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims, with guests Rob Asbjornsson and Mike Matagrano. Today, we're talking about the child support system. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also, catch the Father Matters show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Rob, let me ask you, on your website, you state you create an open and nurturing atmosphere, providing more successful activity engagements for fathers and children.
Yes.
How do you do that? And Mike, you jump in on this too. How do you guys do that?
Yeah, I mean, the way we've set this up certainly has unique value proposition. We've identified in our society, in our community, things that work and certainly things that don't work. And what we've identified with Father Figure Foundation is in our unique value proposition that we have an individual accountability by non-custodial fathers in meeting their court-ordered child support obligations. We've also identified that it alleviates shame. It also builds self-esteem and mutual respect within the single dads in our community. Our whole goal here, Vance, is to allow co-parenting to exist. When single parents are trifled, they're challenged by the inability to pay child support, there's a lot of anger and frustration between the single moms and the single dads where kids are involved. What we're trying to do is resolve that. We don't need judges to tell us on their black and white schedule how we should be reared and raising our children through parenthood. It's up to us. A lot of times we get challenged, and a lot of the single parents that are going through these court custody cases and where child support is established, and in Mike's case, mine as well, we've tried several times to lower our child support through modifying that piece of it, and we've both become unsuccessful. And so if we can engage with certain strategic partners, and we can engage with Father Matters, and we can engage with other corporations, public and private institutions, we can develop a really savvy or cool system that will alleviate this problem. And we can engage with the single parents, and we can provide resolve, and we can provide hope and relief, and getting their kids involved on stage and participating in sports and music where they've never had that chance before. We want to see the smiles on our kids' faces rather than the anger of frustrated right. phone calls right. and incarceration.
Mike, let me ask you, what's step one when someone contacts you and say, I'm in this situation, I need Father Figure Foundation?
Well, the first thing we need to do is we need to evaluate where they are in the system, how far behind they are. And they'll fill out the survey form that we have, and then we have to identify which category they fall into. And Rob can discuss more about the different categories. And then from there, we'll move forward about getting them placed and addressing their child support and extracurricular activities. So, but the first step is getting assessed on your current situation. Now, I would like to follow up with what Rob was saying, and I'm going to share with you that Father Figure Foundation has already succeeded. Okay. Before funding was even raised, I am the living proof that this foundation has succeeded. With the time that I've been divorced, there was a lot of struggle, okay, a lot of fighting, bickering over the minor things, okay, an extra day here, extra day there, the kids' clothes, common stuff, okay. Since Rob came in, I found that extra encouragement. I've been able to sit down with my ex-wife. We've been able to rationally discuss and come to an agreement on how we are going to handle the arrearage. Co-parenting has never been better, okay? You remove that financial stressor. We talk almost like we're married, okay? It's very peaceful, very respectful. No issues with parenting time, clothing, all that's gone.
Let me
that's
ask
awesome.
You, Mike. Let me ask you, because I've been through it. That's why I started Father Matters. I've been married. I've been divorced. I've been through it again. It's hard. How would you tell someone the importance of sitting down, and how did you go about sitting down? Because from the beginning, at first, it was the fighting over, you left some socks at your house, you're a terrible parent. How? Because I also want people to realize hurt people hurt people.
Exactly.
And when we're going through these issues, our hearts are heavy, and no one can understand what we're going through. We think it's us against the world. How did you start that process? Because someone is listening and it going through this right now.
Right, and it took me a long time to figure this out, okay? The first thing you gotta do, stop pointing fingers at the other person. start pointing the finger at yourself. Okay, find out, where did I go wrong? What did I do? And you have to be real with yourself. Okay, I finally did that. I said, yeah, you know what? I did make those mistakes. Okay, the other person made mistakes as well. It takes two people to make a marriage. It takes two people to break it, right? And when you get to that point where you can approach that person and ask them to sit down and talk rationally with you, and again, it takes a little reliance on the other person to be at the same position you're in as well. All right, so it may take some time. It took me 4 years, mm-hmm. okay? Listen, okay? When they tell you, I don't like what you did, you know, they complain about this, this, or that, just listen, validate it. Mm-hmm. Don't counter it, okay? Just, I understand what you're saying. I understand where you're coming from. Okay, now I understand that. And then, how do we move forward? How do we stop that from happening? Okay, how do we make this better for both of us and the children? That's what worked for me.
So mainly the person who wants to come to Father Figure Foundation are people who say, I don't want to fight anymore. You say moms and dads can contact you, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And it's open to both.
It's open to both.
And so someone's got to be willing to take the first step to say, I don't want to fight anymore. I don't want to hurt anymore. I don't want to hurt the kids anymore. Rob, tell me, how can people get in contact? Now, let me answer this because we got listeners all over the country.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you help people if they call from North Carolina, Tennessee? How can they get that support? Is there other chapters around the country? How can they get in touch with you and get support from you?
Yeah, no, I'll be able to provide all the answers that you just asked. Father Figure Foundation is headquartered here in Arizona. You can find us on the website at www.fatherfigurefoundation.org, okay? Also, you can email us at info@fatherfigurefoundation.org.
Say that again. Say that again.
Yeah, you can find us on the website at www.fatherfigurefoundation.org.
Yes.
And also, you can email us for more information at info@fatherfigurefoundation.org.
Got a Facebook?
We do have a Facebook. If you go to facebook.com/fatherfigurefoundation, you'll find us there as well. In regards to how do single parents that are trifled with this child support epidemic, this problem, we are currently building our beta test, our beta template, our pilot program here in Arizona, and we look to, within the next 2 years, be in all 50 states.
Mm.
Now, that doesn't exclude the single parents that are North Carolina, Texas, Florida, Arkansas, Minnesota, Colorado. They can still participate in helping us build our template here. All the court systems relatively are about the same, whether they're from Los Angeles County, Phoenix, or El Paso County in Colorado. They're typically all the same. And so once we develop our pilot program, we're going to be able to use that template in our business plan to carry our services to all 50 states.
Now, are the court systems here in Arizona already on board working with you?
They're not on board at this point. However, we do have huge measures by a few of the judges that are very supportive. We've just completed our executive summary, or also known in the nonprofit world, our executive overview, and are looking to set up an appointment. A few years ago when I was incarcerated, I did speak to a Black Rope judge. I can't disclose her name, but she was very open-minded and willing to allow me to do a brown bag lunch to all the judges in family court here in Arizona. And with that, we'll be able to gain not only the support, but also we'll have support from the legal system, from the Department of Economic Security that you're partnered with, all the family court judges, and services, and all the organizations to work together to resolve this community problem.
Rob, Mike,
yes.
I'm definitely going to have you come back again because I know the emails is going to blow up. Thank you for joining me today, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Vance.
Thank you, Vance.
And thank you for listening to the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.